It's Azana. This one's called Haya. Wyness, as well as Night SA on this one as well. I know she just released a banger alongside Big Zulu, and we're very, very excited. I know so many people are happy about the release, and they're just so, so in love with the song. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Rise of M Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlatlang Moletsane. And we speak to the author of Thrive today. Why are we thriving? Why the book? Stay tuned as we are in conversation with Andile Sikasana. Welcome to Rise of M, Andile.
Good morning.
How are you?
Ms. Moletsane, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
Great, great, stunning. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, wanting to share this lovely, lovely book with us. It's called Thrive. What are we thriving for?
Wow, what a good question. Well, thriving is about self-growth, personal growth,
mm-hmm.
and also self-identification of who one is, you know, because we are so born for different purposes in life.
Yeah.
However, we lose track of ourselves along the growth of our, put it in our ages, mm-hmm. or in our stages of growth, and mm-hmm. then we find ourselves lost somehow.
I love that you speak about losing track of yourself and personal growth. You know, these are points that are extremely, extremely important, because how do you go forward in life if you are not growing, if you're not losing track sometimes, and so that you can find your way again? But when we do lose track, how do we find our designated path, our designated track? Because it can be very difficult for us to lose our way and find it again.
Absolutely. Well, very quickly, if I can just go back a few years back, mm-hmm. I was in a car accident in May of 2021, rather a motorbike accident. And then I was bedridden for 6 months.
Yeah.
However, in that period, I found time to find myself
mm-hmm.
and do some introspection. Where have I been? What have I been doing? And how do I get forward with my life?
Mm.
And then with a perspective of understanding, you know, there's a quote that says, perspective is your prison or your passport.
Mm.
It's totally up to you how you want to use it, you know.
Yeah.
So those words are so significant to the book, because the book is all about personal growth, relationships, and sustainable success. So, hello?
Yeah, Andile, I'm here.
Oh, you see there? Oh, sorry. So, in other words, we're so much caught up in ourselves in prison because we restrict ourselves. We view challenges as circumstances that hold us back
mm-hmm.
with a negative lens.
Yeah.
And the perspective can be a prison in that format or in that reasoning. On the other side, it could also be a passport. It will be liberating yourself. Adopt a positive growth-orientated. A perspective can become your passport in that perspective. So we need to look for new opportunities.
Yeah.
Personal growth, which is chapter one of the book, by the way. And we need to increase our confidence as we go along with self-identification and our self-purpose. So in the book, in a nutshell, is relatable to every human being who's living a life of purpose, because without a life of purpose, what are we living for?
Mm. I love that. You know, Andile, you speak about self-introspection, which is very, very difficult for so many people to do. But after that self-introspection, just very quickly, because we're running out of time, what has that journey of liberation done for you?
Well, that journey has made me to think like a warrior, to be unstoppable. You see, because I had to teach myself to adapt a warrior mindset. And then the power of inner beliefs in myself that will show out self-efficiency, resilience, accountability of my life, and most importantly, purpose and gratitude of why am I in this planet.
Absolutely. Where can people get the book?
People can get the book through my Facebook page, and also they can WhatsApp me on my private line. It's 081-761-1533.
Andile, thank you.
I must say, I must say that this book is a readable book. It's a life-changing book for everyone.
Yeah.
It's relatable. It's life experience. So I'll urge everyone to grab a copy.
Andile, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the very best with your book and to many more.
Thank you very much, Ms. Molisane. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
That's Andile Sikasana, who's the author of his book, Thrive, on Rise FM.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Newly appointed Richards Bay coach there, Papi Zotwane. What about Papi Zotwane, though? Why choose to leave Magese?
It was a personal decision, Prarop. It got to a level where I felt I can no longer contribute anymore. Sometimes, in a way, you must not just take money around with no effort. I felt the energy was lacking for me for some reasons. And I don't want to go to work with no energy, with no intention, just to go there because I'm getting paid.
Can you save Richards Bay?
I believe in unity. I believe in teamwork because I can believe that the team can be saved. But if other members don't have faith in that or hope to say we can move out from this, it's going to be difficult. I'm confident that the team can turn the corner.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
Time truly does fly when you're having fun. And fun was truly had. Thank you so much for choosing Rise FM, for choosing Mid Mornings, and for choosing myself. Signed, sealed, and delivered the show we have. My name is Letlang Maswati. I leave you in the hands of Lily for Rise FM Lunch. Have an absolutely wonderful Thursday.